Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
Yeah, time for Stumped with Smithy Ricardo on the questions today. And Morgan from Marlborough joins us. G'day, Morgan. How you doing?
Mate, I'm at home with a bit of gastro, but we're all right. Ooh. We're all right.
Oh, that's not... Have you tracked it down? Do you know where it came from?
Yeah, my bloody son.
Ah. Yeah, you do. Don't eat one, mate. Don't eat your son again. There you go. That'll fix it.
No, you undercooked them, mate. Only 4 hours in the oven.
Very good, guys. Very, very good, Morgan. Very sharp. If your knowledge is as sharp as that, I got no price. You're a dollar one in shortening to win this $100. Ricardo, what are the subjects for Morgan this morning?
Okay, Morgan, you can choose from golf, the All Whites, or the Women's Rugby World Cup. What are you going to take?
Go All Whites, mate.
Going All Whites. Okay, first question for you, Morgan. The All Whites and the Socceroos have played each other 65 times dating back to 1922. The Socceroos have won 42 of those. How many have the Kiwis won?
13.
No.
That's a couple of chips down the wicket. Right in the slot. And away it goes.
Well done, Morgan. Well, did you know that, or was that a good guess?
On the screen. Yeah, no, I saw the statistic up on the screen while I was watching the games in the weekend.
Well remembered.
Yeah.
Well remembered. Yeah. All right, question two, mate. You're a step closer to that $100 TAB bonus bet. The last time the All Whites beat Australia, it was in the 2002 in the Oceania Nations League at Ericsson Stadium. They won that match 1-0. Who scored the goal?
Vaughan Cogney.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Over to you, Smithy. Are you going to be able to stump Morgan?
Shane Smeltz.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Tell you, the answer was Ryan Nelson, the skipper. He got a header. It was a bit of a scramble. Yeah, it was a bit of a scramble at a corner, that one. All right, so you're still alive, Morgan. Here is the last question. $100 TAB bonus bet could be yours. Which London-based side did retired all-white skipper Winston Reid help gain a place in the Premier League in 2021-22 by winning the EFL Championship final?
Brentford.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Well done, Morgan. $100 TAB bonus bet voucher, all yours, my friend. Well done.
Might be able to afford some wet wipes after this, mate.
Hey, Morgan, you know your footy. You're a big football fan?
Yeah, I am, mate. Love it.
Who's your team?
I'm a Leeds United fan.
Leeds United fan, okay, so, okay, a handy sort of start to the season, but under a wee bit of pressure there. Why Leeds?
I grew up supporting Cantona, so I was torn when I was younger. I used to follow Leeds and Man U, but got told from a very proud Englishman you can't support both United and Man United, so I thought, well, I'll go with the underdogs and I'll go Leeds, and it was about the time they were having the big push for Europe, like late 90s, early 2000s, and sort of fell in love with most of the boys, Harry Kill and Viduka and, Jonathan Woodgate, Alan Smith and all those lads. So watched them through thick and thin in the Championship and League One, and now they're back in the Premier League, so I couldn't be happier.
So, Morgan, you're a Marlborough man, which is only, 25-minute flight from Wellington. You a Phoenix man? Would you go?
Yeah, mate, I'm actually heading up there in a couple of weeks for a bit of a weekend on the lash with the boys and stick around on the Sunday afternoon for the round two game, so we're looking forward to that.
Fantastic, mate. Well, maybe you can, if you spend $100 wisely, you might get some beer money.
Yeah, mate, we'll have to get past this next couple of days first before I start thinking of grog, but yeah, definitely on the agenda.
Okay, mate.
We've got the Premier League back this weekend, Morgan. There's a few derby games. Are you looking at investing on your $100 in that at all?
I generally try and I'm a bit of a Scrooge when it comes to that, but I'll do like a couple of $1 bets on three or four different games to try and pick the exact score. And I've been doing it for about the last probably 4 years, and I've only had it come in twice, but on the exact score, you put a dollar down and you still get the best part of $1,400, $1,300. So it's not a bad investment if you're only spending a dollar.
Nice work if you can get it.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Good money if you can get it, mate. Hey, well, can stay on the line, Morgan, and Brian will get your details, and we'll do it very quickly just in case you have to make a quick visit to the bathroom. And then also, we wish you all the best in turning 100 into 1,000 so you can really make the most of that trip to Wellington. Cheers, buddy. Hope your health improves.
Cheers, gentlemen. Have a good day, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Same to you. Morgan there, our champion, $100 going into his TAB account, and we shall have another $50 available to tomorrow around about the same time, around about 11:30. It's coming up to 11:40 now on this Thursday here on SENZ.